As part of a Hope and Healing project, StoryCorps spent time recording conversations at hospitals across Utah. These stories reveal the courage and resiliency of the human spirit. Interviews are provided, courtesy of StoryCorps. 4 years and seven brain surgeries after a traumatic ATV accident, Britton Shipp is walking, driving, working, and inspiring others. Sommer Shipp remembers the key milestone for her. I just couldn't wait to hear the words, "I love you, Mom," again.
My accident was November 1st, 2014. I was on a Sadie Hawkins date, and my date was driving the ATV, and it started hailing and raining. We were driving on the road, and she went out of control, and we had our helmets, but our helmets were in the back of the ATV. We had our seatbelts on, but it started hailing, so we took them off to cover up with our jackets, which definitely wasn't the wisest choice of my life. The ATV flipped and rolled about three or four times. She fell out. I flew out really far, about 10 to 15 feet in the rolling path of the ATV. The ATV crushed my skull. It crushed my skull on the right side of my head, and I immediately went into a coma. They only had 20 minutes to get to the St. George Hospital. They were trying to hurry because my brain was swelling up, and if it swells too much, then you'll pass away. They had put the level 2 trauma center in to the hospital right before my accident, and we're very lucky, very, very, because, I mean, they wouldn't have been able to make it to Primary Children's or Vegas in time.
It was just a really hard experience to see this helicopter come and land, and then they really don't even know if he's going to make it to the operating room. Just a lot of stuff goes through your mind, hoping that you told him enough that you loved them.
I had 7 separate brain surgeries. I had 3 strokes as well, and I was in a coma for about 3 months. I lost my ability to walk, talk, eat. I spent 166 days in the hospital and doing rehab.
Now you're walking, you're talking.
I'm driving. Everyone really came together, and the whole entire city of St. George, Utah was behind me 100%.
You were able to go back to school, yep. And you made up your whole sophomore year. You ended up graduating from high school, and you have a part-time job.
You never know how strong you are until being strong is the only thing you have left.
I just couldn't wait to hear the words, "I love you, Mom," again. So the day that I was able to hear that again made all those other months worth the while.
I love you.
Love you.
That was ATV accident victim Britton Shipp speaking with his mom, Sommer. Their story and other segments of the StoryCorps Hope and Healing Project on Utah Public Radio can be heard online at upr.org.